actually a legacy agency. It predates DHS. It started off in the General Services Administration many years ago when they created the Department of Homeland Security. It was initially part of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement component, or ICE, within DHS. In 2009, DHS made the decision to move FPS to the National Protection and Programs Directorate, or NPPD. I know that's a bit of an alphabet soup, but basically it was an effort to align FPS better with what NPPD does, which is protecting infrastructure, cybersecurity, that sort of thing. That seemed to fit better with FPS's protection mandate.
So how did they find themselves in the situation that they're in where you're looking at this transition and they're still trying to work through all of this?
Well, I think it's a good news, bad news story for FPS. I mean, the good news part of the story is that most of what FPS does on the operational side of the house, which is protecting federal buildings and conducting security assessments, was not affected by the transition at all. The bad news is that FPS is still lagging behind in its ability to transition its IT support services. They're still getting their support services from ICE, when the initial plan was that would have been handed over to MPPD or another part of the department over a year ago. They're still not there, and it's not clear when it's going to be completed.
Tell me about the numbers that are involved here. I mentioned as we brought you in that your report says that this is not only taking a long time, but it's going to be over budget too.
Yeah, that's right. They haven't actually completed an updated cost estimate, which is one of the problems that we identified. Initially, they thought the transition would cost a little over $12 million, and we found that it's already a few million dollars over that. They haven't completed an updated cost estimate for the IT component of that, and we're concerned that it could go significantly over budget by the time it's all said and done.
Yeah, this is the statement that you wrote in this report. Is that the estimate was not well documented because it wasn't supported by detailed explanation describing how the estimate was derived and didn't include sufficient detail so the GAO could corroborate it. That sounds like an opportunity for this potentially to go off the rails.
That's exactly it. That's what we found in a lot of our prior work, is that when agencies are pulling together cost estimates, if they haven't shown their work, I guess this goes back to elementary school, if you don't show your work, and you make a mistake, it's kind of hard to go back and make a correction. So that's what we think, that's what we want to see built into the process, is a clear roadmap for what assumptions are made and what methodologies are used in coming up with the estimates.
Did you get a sense of even where the roadmapping process went wrong? Because that seems to be one of the basic elements of trying to do this, is figure out, okay, if we're going to make this transition, we need to do step 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
I think one of the problems they faced was that while they came up with a list of the activities that needed to be completed, when we looked at their schedule, they weren't linked end to end. In other words, it wasn't clear to us what the linkages were. You know, if you completed activity one and then go to activity two and then go to activity three, it wasn't laid out from beginning to end. So they didn't have a good estimate of how long it would take or how much it would cost.
How much of this has to do with the actual physical transition, and how much of it has to do maybe with the circumstances behind that? I imagine those were congressionally mandated transitions.
I think it was a combination of both. I mean, certainly Congress definitely it was done under congressional direction, but I think that the larger issue within DHS was that when FPS was within ICE, they were relying on the ICE IT backbone, which has a national presence, and it allowed them to support FPS operations across the country. When FPS was planning to unplug from ICE and develop a new IT system, they had to build a new national IT infrastructure. That ends up being a lot more complicated and potentially a lot more costly than they had anticipated. And that's where they are right now, because MPPD's infrastructure is largely National Capital Region based.
I allow myself one stupid question a day, and this might be it.
There are no stupid questions.
Well, I haven't heard this one yet.
Okay.
Although they were transitioning from ICE physically, why couldn't they have stayed on ICE's network if they expect, well, or maybe they didn't expect, but if there was a possibility that these transition issues might have arisen, since they were going to have to try to build their own IT infrastructure system anyway?
I think that's a really good question, and I think that's something that folks within DHS may still be thinking about. Our understanding was that there was a policy decision made that since FPS is being moved out of ICE, that ICE would no longer be responsible for providing the various support services that were necessary to allow FPS to function.